congratulate, but give all the fathers here a blessing for Father's Day tomorrow. We're here dealing, it is appropriate, to talk about the Father on Holy Trinity and Father's Day. This is often one of the most difficult of all sermons. And usually I begin by asking people where I was born. But now you all know that, hopefully. Born in Milwaukee. Then I would ask, well, what's my birth date? Some of you know my birthday. But I don't think any of you know my favorite movie. Now, we could spend the next 15 minutes and having you guess movie by movie by movie. But it'd be very easier, much easier, if I just tell you. It's Patton. My favorite movie. Patton. Okay? I remember I was in religious life and just entered, and the novice master was asking us young seminarians our favorite movie, got around and got down to Patton, and he just had a his face like, oh, no, no. It's a war movie. We're supposed to be peaceful. That's a good movie. Now, again, I could have spent the time answering your guesses, but it's much easier for me to reveal this to you. Well, that's the point of Trinity Sunday. We would never ever have guessed who God is in Himself, no matter how long we thought about it. It needed to be revealed to us of who God is in Himself. And that's the point of revelation. Revelation is to tell something about ourselves that nobody else knows. And there's a purpose to that. There's a purpose for revelation. And we see this with young people, huh? When young people fall in love, in the beginning stages of falling in love, what do? They reveal themselves to each other, who they are, their likes, their dislikes, so that the other person comes to know them and love them. And that's the purpose of what God has done with us. God so loved us that He revealed Himself to us. He sent His only Son to us, who in turn revealed the name of God the Father to us. But I'm getting ahead of myself a little bit for this homily, because we first have to recognize the whole Old Testament period. And what was the whole Old Testament period for? We could sum it up in a few words. The whole Old Testament was to get across to our little minds that God is one. Sounds like an easy concept, isn't it, huh? But when you live amongst pagan people that worship the moon, the sun, animals, sexual acts are gods to them, it becomes very confusing. Who is a god and who's not a god? And which gods are we talking about? And so, the one God revealed Himself to the Jewish people by getting across to them, and they fell over and over and over in this, that there is only one God. One God. Again, this is a simple concept to us now who believe that. But you have to recall the Jews came from a people that didn't believe that. So this one God wants us to know who He is. But first we have to understand His nature. His nature is one. But yet that's not the end of who God is. God wanted to reveal His internal nature. What happens within God? And that could only be done by sending us the Son. And the Son who in turn reveals to us the Father. And then on Pentecost Sunday, which we celebrated last Sunday, we also experience the Holy Spirit as God. Confusing, isn't it? How many gods are we talking about? One. how do we talk about these other Father, Son, and Holy Spirit? What word do we use? What word could we use? In fact, there was no word in the early church to describe them. And so they invented a word. And what word did they invent? Person. It was never used before as a philosophical concept of an individual who has identity to themselves, distinct from anything else. And so the word person was incorporated into describing God, that He is one divine nature in three divine persons. Now, there's been much controversy these last 40 years. People trying to reinvent the faith, use different words. And that's what has happened with God. But there is no other words to use, because they come from us, from Jesus. They come to us from Jesus. And the best words we can use, immediately all words fail with God. Huh? God is so far beyond us, so transcendent, that words fail. But yet we have to use words because they convey meaning. And the best words we can use to describe who God is Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Three persons eternally bound together in one divine nature. Blessed John Paul II describes this as a community of love within the Trinity. The ancient Greek theologians describe the Trinity as a divine dance between all three persons, continually going on amongst themselves. Again, we have to use our imagination. But even admittedly, our imagination fails at this deepest of all mysteries. To describe and understand who God is in Himself is a deep mystery. The next deepest mystery is what we'll be celebrating next Sunday, the Feast of Corpus Christi. How the one God will give Himself to us in the Eucharist. That's a deeper mystery, maybe, because it's more personal, how He gives Himself to us. But yet it's not, because the Trinity is meant for what? Revelation. That God is revealing this stuff to us so we could what? Love Him back. You can't love somebody you don't know. And so God wants us to know Him. And that's the purpose of revelation. He wants us to know that He loves us so much that He gave us His Son. And what did His Son do for us? His Son died for us. We mistreated Him. And He took on our sins. And by His wounds, we were healed. His grace now brings us into a relationship with God, a community of love that extends out of the Trinity to us and then returns back to the Trinity. In fact, if you notice in the liturgy, the Mass, all the prayers are directed to God the Father through Jesus Christ in the Holy Spirit. God is through all our prayers, so that we can love God and give ourselves to Him, who now we now know in Himself. But again, God is so infinite, we really cannot know much more than this, huh? But even this gives us an insight to love, that God is a community of love and is calling us to join Him, calling us to enter into heaven, where we will see this Trinity forever. The theologians call this the beatific vision, that we will know our love directly, for God is love. And what greater aspiration can we have as human beings? All of us want to love and to be loved. And we have that in Jesus Christ. So as we continue with this Mass of the Holy Trinity, Let us pray that our hearts are open to God, open to these deep mysteries. And it is a mystery, but it is a mystery that we say, well, it's by theological professor to tell us, don't cry mystery too soon. And that's what some people do. Oh, it's a mystery. I don't want to think about it. No, we are obligated to do some thinking as best we can about the mysteries of God. Realizing we'll not understand everything, but we can understand some things. And this we must understand, that God so loved the world that He gave us His only Son.